Last one.
You know how things can be portrayed, especially with Manziel. He went to the Cavs game last night. Was he in the building yesterday? Was he looking at film? Do you carry with the Cavs game?
I'm not sure. I get bunkered in with the defensive staff for a good part of the day with the game plan. Spend some time, a little bit of time with the offensive guys, but I don't really find out who's in, who's not, or who's attending the Cavs game. Do I care that he went? Well, that's his free time. Like I said, we're not going to micromanage our guys outside of the building.
All right. Thank you.
That was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, addressing the media. Obviously, the big story here today, Brian Hoyer remaining the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Mike Pettine making that announcement official. Press release was sent out earlier today. That was the tail end of his press conference there. We will re-air his press conference at 2 p.m. here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura alongside Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea will be with you for the first hour. Michael Regei will step in for me at hour number 2 at 2 o'clock there. And obviously today, this is going to be a show for a lot of reaction. What do you think of Mike Pettine's decision to go with Brian Hoyer over Johnny Manziel? How does this impact the locker room? How does it impact the future of this football team? What do you think there? Also, some other news today, Miles Austin being placed on injured reserve, still in the hospital, we've learned, in Buffalo with the kidney injury. He was hopeful to be back in Cleveland tomorrow. That is the hope. The team signed running back Sean Drawn to replace him on the practice on the 53-man roster. Running back who has spent some time with Kansas City, amongst other teams. 26 career games, 254 rushing yards on 73 carries with 2 touchdowns as well. He's been with Chicago, 2 with Chicago this season, 4 with San Diego this year, been in the league this year, and now he is on the team there. Interesting that they would add another running back. They've got, obviously, 4 now, plus the fullback, so that's 5 running backs on the roster with Isaiah Crowell, Terrence West, of course, Glenn Winston, and now Sean Drawn. And interesting, Isaiah Crowell appearing on the injury report today, pre-practice report. We'll see what his workload is with a hip injury coming out of that Buffalo game. But obviously the big story, the quarterback decision, sticking with Brian Hoyer because he's gotten the team to 7-5. Mike Pettine citing that. He's been the guy getting the reps all year long. He's the guy who gives us the best chance to win this football game. Your reaction, Matt?
My reaction is I'm not overall surprised. I think, as you said time and time again, between Monday and Tuesday's show, the last 2 days, that Coach Pettine is a defensive coach, likes to deal with consistency, and probably more so than anything, at the full, he knows what he's going to get out of Brian Hoyer, and you heard him talk about it in the presser, and what I've been kind of saying is Johnny Manziel being the question mark, or in Coach Pettine's case, the unknown, and I think that he is basically banking on Brian Hoyer making significant changes and growth as a quarterback, Kyle Shanahan and that offensive staff working with Brian Hoyer, and all 11 players to get on the same page. And he is basically gambling on the fact that if those 11 get their stuff together, that he believes they'll be productive as they have in different aspects and phases or timelines in this football season to be able to have that all culminate this weekend at home against Indy. But I still think there comes a time with that risk-reward, you know, situation. And again, if you're truly gambling, he, of course, played the safer bet. He did not double down, or he did not split the aces or eights in this case. And he just went with, and he's staying where he's at, hoping that the dealer busts. And in this case, I think it's very tough for me, not so much over one guy or the other. And I think what looms very large and supreme for me is the task that we have at hand, which is the point juggernaut and offensive juggernaut of the Indianapolis Colts and Andrew Luck in that offense. And how can we, you know, we can't bank on our defense stopping them. We can bank, hopefully, on our defense limiting them, but that also, too. So our offensive output has to be significantly different than it has been in the last 3 football games.
There's no question it's going to have to be a lot different if you want to keep up with this Indianapolis Colts team that leads the NFL in scoring, in yards, in pretty much every feasible offensive category. That's how good they have been, and you're going to have to keep up with them. And you need Brian Hoyer to kind of recapture the Brian Hoyer that he was early in the year. 7 touchdowns, 1 interception through the first 5 games. You know, getting the ball down the field effectively, the great deep ball thrower. It seemed to me, and we said this all the week, if you've been listening to the show on Monday and Tuesday, I said, obviously, a lot of the signs are going to point you to Johnny Manziel. But my experience with Mike Pettine as a head coach is that in matters like this, He has tended for a more conservative approach, dancing with the guy who brought him here, going with the guy, Brian Hoyer, who is 7-5 as a starter this year, 10-5 as a starter for the Browns. Despite all the injuries around him, despite all the chaos, he started every game and gotten the Browns here. Now, you could argue about the schedule. You could say it's been despite Brian Hoyer, and there are valid arguments to be made in all of those regards. But Mike Pettine is deciding to stick with the guy that he knows. He's dancing with Went Brugham, and that's why he is going with Brian Hoyer at quarterback this week against the Indianapolis Colts. And I also think it has something to do with this as well. I think when you look at the next opponent, Cincinnati at home, Brian Hoyer 2-0 is a starter with the Browns against that Cincinnati Bengals team. Now, he's gotten some very good defensive support, giving up just 9 points total in the two games, but he is 2-0 against them as a starter. I think that we will see a Johnny Manziel package. If you're reading between the lines, that it was certainly a greater possibility of a Johnny package this week. Mike Pettine saying the decision was made, it was very difficult because of how good Johnny Manziel played against the Buffalo Bills, but ultimately his decision was to stick with Brian Hoyer. He thinks the locker room will support it. He's not worried about how the city is going to feel about it, because he said the Browns and the Dog Pound, the fans, are happiest when the Browns are winning, and he believes that this gives him the best chance to win.
That's a great point. And again, I would be a huge advocate of a Johnny package, or in this case, a Johnny series. And the reason why is because if he truly contemplated Johnny Manziel as potentially being the starter of this entire football game, and as you heard him say, the choice to start Brian Hoyer is to have him finish this and lead this team to a victory. So that means that if he were to make that, or were have had to make the decision to start Johnny Manziel, it would have been the intent to start him and have him finish the game, and at no point bring in Brian Hoyer to finish something that Johnny Manziel started. So if he's got that much confidence for him to continually deliberate about and make this decision so difficult, the confidence based on what they saw last week in Buffalo and the confidence that has grown every week of the football season as they have seen Johnny Manziel practice and grow as a quarterback gives them confidence that I think at this point in a football game, if you needed a spark for a series, a drive, or multiple series, I think now more so than ever, you could see, again, a 5-12 play Johnny Manziel package in this Indianapolis Colts football game.
I think you will see it. I think you need to see it. I think you want to see what's happening there, because you want to keep the momentum you built for him in terms of his development. You want to see what he can do. So we will see what we'll see what happens. And I think it will be interesting to see how the locker room will respond to this, because there were so many positive comments that came out of the locker room about Johnny Manziel. I think they do support him. Let me ask you this. As a veteran player, when you're 7-5 in the playoff hunt, does it speak to the veterans to say, all right, we're sticking with the veteran that got us here, as opposed to turning it over to a rookie? Do you think that had something to do with this decision?
Not necessarily. I think it's, again, it just comes down to, we know what we're going to get, and we're going to bet on Brian Hoyer not making those mistakes and play the way we've seen him play. And it's the unknown. It's the known versus the unknown is what I really think this battle comes down to. And as I said, before we jumped on air, as we're listening to Coach Pettine talk, is I think because Coach Pettine is a defensive coach, he understands how an offense, or an offense that can't move the ball, or an offense that struggles, or an offense that makes mistakes or turns the ball over, affects his defense by forcing them to play 70-plus plays or put out fires and force field goals as opposed to touchdowns down into the red zone. And I think at this point, he's trusting in his coaching staff and trusting with Brian Hoyer, who has gotten them to this point, 2-7-5, to fix those mistakes or no longer make those mistakes, as opposed to going with the dynamic football player and a rookie who has not started. And as we heard him say multiple times, Brian Hoyer started this entire football season, and Johnny Manziel has such a small sample size, and it's the unknown and the risk of the dynamic player that Johnny Manziel could be, because there was the potential fumble in the second drive. Was he going to be as reckless with the football as he could be?
It's not like you're not getting turnovers now, though.
No, you're absolutely right, and I mean, I think it's Coach Pettine banking on the good of Brian Hoyer to push through and persevere in this case, because he's truly been challenged as a quarterback and as the leader of this football team.
One thing that I think is interesting that I saw pointed out was that obviously if you're going to win this game, you're going to need to score against the Indianapolis Colts. They're averaging 32 points a game right now, number one in the NFL. The only times that they've lost they've been, it's because teams have outscored them. Games in the 40s, games in the 50s, games in the high 30s. The Browns are going to have to figure out a way to get there. And when you look at Brian Hoyer, only twice in his NFL career has he been able to kind of generate that type of an offensive output. Only twice has he been able to really get, you know, to the point where he's throwing multiple touchdowns all over the yard and getting the job done for the Browns in terms of competing in a high-scoring game. This is going to be very interesting to me to see how this ultimately plays out, because we've seen how Brian Hoyer's responded to pressure before, and this is going to be the most pressure-filled game of his entire career. And it does make me a little bit nervous. As I've said before, you look at Brian Hoyer, he now in his last 12 games, in his last 12 starts, or 13 starts, I'm sorry, for the Browns, 13 starts, he's thrown multiple passing touchdowns just two times. And if you're going to compete with Andrew Luck, you're going to need to throw a lot of touchdowns. Think about this. Andrew Luck, okay, folks, Andrew Luck has threw five touchdowns last Sunday. Brian Hoyer has five passing touchdowns since week five. This is going to be a monumental challenge, I think, to keep up. But at the end of the day, clearly, Mike Pettine feels strongly that this is who gives the Cleveland Browns the best chance to win. And because of the familiarity he has with the system and the reps that he's been getting, that he thinks that this is the right decision. Brian Hoyer is going to need to come out and play his best game. The level of play that he's put forth the last couple of weeks is unacceptable and will not get the job done against the Indianapolis Colts.
You're absolutely right, and that's why we're having this conversation. You know, it's been noted by everybody within this organization to see it through. And I think also how close it was to being Johnny Manziel in this case, because they waited till today to announce it. This could have been a Monday decision, you know, to evaluate it and move forward so that one guy is the starter. And then also, too, I think it's better from a team standpoint that if it would have happened on Monday, because it allows the players in that locker room to really figure out how they feel about this decision, so that when they came in Monday, it's like it reached a high and now it's at a low, and they can be calm. As opposed to what we've seen is comments both about kind of teeter-tottering on both sides. Well, Johnny Manziel, look what he did. How fun. How dynamic. You know, it was great to see him, you know, make plays. Or Johnny's a baller. Or John Greco come out and say, you know, Brian's our leader. He's got us to where we're at. We trust in him, and so on and so forth. So instead of teeter-tottering because it's been in limbo, they could have been a little bit more definitive about it on Monday. But that being said, Nathan, I think the leash is extremely short. Because if it was truly came down to last night or this morning to make this decision, it was much closer than a lot of people thought, maybe even closer than Coach Pettine thought, because of the other personalities, maybe Kyle Shanahan, Ray Farmer, and the input of those that kind of made it linger on longer than it should have. But it's been made, and what we'll have to see, and I think the challenge for Brian Hoyer is not necessarily the throws or the physical of this football game. It's going to be the mental, how he deals with the Colts and understanding them, but also too, the emotional and mental struggles that loom behind him in Johnny Manziel and the potential of one mistake and he could be pulled.
We'll see what happens here with Brian Hoyer, but he will be your starting quarterback Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. Has he played well recently? No, but the Browns are 7-5 in the best position they have been in since 2007, and Mike Pettine is not going to change that course this week. When we come back, 216-578-0850, we're going to get your phone calls. We're going to get your reaction to what's happened here today. Let us know here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.